Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I am so thankful I had the experience I had because I know I will be okay. And I'm like, that's the biggest gift you can give to your children. Letting them figure out that they will be okay and they don't need to rely on people to make it okay. Because you can be there to help them, but when you make everything okay, then they're never okay on their own.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Did you press record?
I lied. It's Tuesday.
Go ahead. I feel like my kids are on my mind more than ever.
Yes, they are.
And I feel like we talk about our kids a
more than ever
and with each other. And, you know, if we were in an office and we weren't together,
we wouldn't talk about
them. Wouldn't have as much time to talk about them.
Nope, we wouldn't.
Would we feel less prepared without beating the shit out of every topic?
No, I think we're over.
What did we used to talk about?
Oh my God, dreams and hopes and where we want to do and we want to go. Food.
Lots of food.
Men. Like
dreams, hopes, and men. Those are things
and
I
food.
Miss. Like I
food, bed, but trips, money.
And then I feel like if I don't think about it a lot, then I might miss something big. Not like, oh, I miss their game or I miss like something deeper that's happening if I don't think about it a lot. But then I think about all the people that are in offices all day and they don't get to think about it and they're not worried about it. Like I want my brain to be filled with something else, but maybe I just need a couple years.
I think a big problem is the amount of information that comes our way from them. And I think that working people in offices cannot answer the phone and they're not available as available as we are. So we make ourselves available for their feelings and thoughts all day. So it's like,
well, and also like we're getting them in the, like in the 3:30. There's so many hours
for them to tell us how they feel
between that and bed. Like if I,
like just, I don't think about Chloe that much because she can't contact me. Oh shit. I have to get Max's lunch. Natalie, fuck, I fucked that up.
You might miss something, you know? If you try to do your job.
Oh, my God. I'm you like, might I'll order missing. You lunch.
Why do you have to order him lunch?
Because I didn't have any fucking groceries.
Oh, and he doesn't do hot lunch?
No. Oh, my God. He's like, don't forget, Mom. I'm like, I won't forget. And what did I do?
What time is lunch?
I think it's at 12:30, right? To 1:30.
Oh, bliss. Good girl. You didn't forget shit.
Wow, my face is red. He's like, Mom, I can just hear him. Hand it to me, front office, front.
Oh, and you already have it as an order there, so you can just press go?
I'm saving it right now.
I don't even mean contact me in the day. I mean, like, I guess there's just so much going on.
Yeah, there is.
I also used to, like, not, I used to not know about stuff.
Okay.
Because I didn't have to participate as much, but now I feel like because I have to participate because they need to be driven places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I used to not know anything, and that was kind of nice, but it would be bad if I didn't know things, because you can't rely on the husband to make the right decisions all the
like,
time.
Like, what are you...
I didn't even used to go to, like, I was thinking about when Mark told me recently that we were going to a rink, and he's like, oh, this was Teddy's home rink, and I was like, I've never been here before.
So you had no idea.
I didn't used to go when I guess because I stayed home with the babies.
Oh.
So I didn't know what was going on. All of my job was the babies.
That's right, Natalie.
I kind of liked that because when babies go to bed and then you don't know what happened outside in the world.
Are they allowed drinks there? No, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what that school, they used to be able to get like good drinks and now everything's just like organic and like healthy, like all their snacks are healthy snacks. You know, like other schools have like pop and chips.
Yeah.
It all got taken away and they only have healthy stuff.
Why'd they do that?
Probably parents didn't want them to have unhealthy snacks.
I mean, come on, they're kids. You live on Doritos and bad shit for yourself.
Oh, I never, you know.
Cheetos. Mm.
I saw my niece was drinking a Yop, and I have such a memory of Yop because at lunch when people had Yop or chips or pop in their lunch, I thought, you guys are so rich and you're so lucky.
Ordered you guys. That was so, so, so close that I thank God we talked about it because I would have forgotten.
I can't believe Yop has had lasted this long.
My kids love it too. Just so you know. Okay. Sorry. Children, thinking about them too much. Don't think about them enough. Oh my God, that was too much. I think you think about the ones you think need help and then we have a self...
But then there's too many of them. But if you had less of them, would you just think about that one all the time? Yes, you would.
Dude, here's the thing.
They're almost gone and no. Then you're going to miss them?
No, they'll call even more then.
Yeah, I was talking to a mom and both of her grown kids live in her house.
I was thinking that I think as moms, we have to start putting boundaries in. And I said that to last night. I'm like, I'm putting a boundary in because I feel like I'm meeting your needs, but your needs aren't meetable right now because you're overtired. And I'm like, so we can talk about this tomorrow, but right now is not the time. And I'm like, sometimes I think we miss boundaries as parents. And I think that that's a downfall on our part because we think we're going to miss something because we've been taught, oh my God, it's all about like reading between the lines. So I'm like, I think that sometimes stepping back is what we need to do rather than getting overly involved because they need to come to us for help. We can't always be – they need to learn to come and be like, I'm in a situation rather than us knowing every situation to guide them in the situation for me. So I need boundaries in my life with them where I need to not know everything. I need for them to like – I can't figure everything out. And naturally when they tell me something – I want to go right to like, we'll just do this. I go right to, we'll just do this. Like, let's go do this, this, and this then. And I need to not do that. Like yesterday when someone got home early.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? I don't figure the fuck out. I'll be there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not coming to get you.
Mm-mm.
So it's little minutia of me thinking for them where I need to stop thinking for them so they can think for themselves. They figured it out.
Of course.
But that's something that I have to do better.
Yeah.
Is like, I offered to give him lunch today.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't have lunch. What do I do?
Yeah.
I said to him, I'm going to get you, because I didn't have the things I needed for him to make his lunch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my new thing is, I think, boundaries for myself.
I think it's a me thing too, because I used to be able to not really like overanalyze or think about the stuff. And my husband, I look at him, he's very good at it. He just does. He doesn't think too much. If I want to talk about the kids, he's just like not really that interested. He's just like, it's fine. Just like go on. And I'm like, wow.
You were much more detached.
I like that person.
You really, summer you were. And then like September hit.
I want to get her back. She had a lot more space for, like, I want to fucking get them out of my head.
I think we've talked about this with you, and you're an all or nothing. You are not a halfer. Like, you can't do a little bit. And I think when something's on your mind, it's everything is, all of it is on your mind. Because when we go away, you're self-proclaimed, like, I can't, I don't even think
about
it.
When's the last time we were away?
A long time ago.
That's it.
So when you leave,
I remember what it's like to not be a part of them, and I
you like that feeling. But I think, when you're here, it's like,
I've been here too long.
Yeah, and you also, I mean, you...
I've been here too long.
You also have, it's not like you have four kids in one place. You have four kids in four very different places. So you have a lot to think about.
I found my conclusion.
Okay, so we're leaving.
You gotta go away.
I agree. I think it's good for them. I think it's actually good for them to not... Pewdiepie pie. I really like this. I need to order it. I need to get it.
You sexy thing.
It's also a different.
It also comes in a lot of colors.
This is my brand.
Let's get one of every color.
This is what I like. I also like that other thing, the Luxe Lip Shine. I like the Luxe Lip Shine. I don't know what it is. I like it though.
Need to go away. Need to, because when.
Can you though? Can you?
Go away in my brain? No.
No, can you?
I'm going away next weekend, actually.
Where are you going?
I'm going up north for the weekend.
Yeah, but that doesn't solve your problems.
Oh.
That doesn't solve a check, because they don't really need you on the weekend.
Right. So I need to go away during the week.
Can you, question for everybody, as a mom, how do you balance the access to you? Like, how do people actually balance when the influx of them, because...
And I'm less worried about that.
I just mean, like, so that they're not on your brain all the time.
But I don't think it's necessarily the access... Because those things I can just, like, they're easy. It's like, oh, I need this. I know that. It's fine. It's the, like, overall, like, feeling good where they're at.
Will you ever?
I used to feel like they felt good.
Is it because your mom was in the office?
No, not back then. Like, I guess they're just getting older and more complicated. When they were kids, all they needed was a hug and some food and
an ice cream.
It was so easy.
And you got donuts and they're like, yes, it's donut day.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to bed at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So you're growing up. Let's take a quick break.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/CatAndNat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CatAndNat.
I like the idea. It won't happen for me. It's just life's too crazy. But the idea of people intentionally taking time away from the family.
Oh my God. So I talked to this mom yesterday and she's like, come away. Every Wednesday we go to a different club. It's adult day. It's only adults. Like I take it.
Not a dance club.
No. She goes skiing and they go to different clubs. It's through like a ski thing that we have. And she's like, and then we have a pre ski and it's only adults. There's no kids at the club except for me.
She have a sleepover?
Well, the bus takes them up for the day.
Bus,
a coach.
It's an organized thing.
Yep.
Cause I was like, how do they après if they're driving? Oh my.
Nope. And so she's like,
it's like grown mom camp.
Yep. She's like, you should come. It's all women and we just go up for the day. And
that'd be great. She goes to the skiing park.
She goes, every Wednesday I take an adult day. And I'm like this.
Oh. And so do a lot of them.
A bus full of them.
That is very cute.
And I was like,
I did not know those details.
I was like, I want to be a person who is like, I am carving out an adult day. It's an adult day. Sorry, this is my adult day. Every Wednesday it's my adult day.
People are like, can your mom? No, it's her adult day.
But that's golf, and that's the other thing that men do. That's a golf day. You can't even call them on the golf course. And that's hockey shit, all these things, beer league, anything organized. It's like that's acceptable. You want to go to a restaurant to eat, though? Not as acceptable. You want to go for a weekend? Not as acceptable.
You know what
you
I
want
need?
To go golfing?
A mom mentor.
Okay.
Like a woman who is living a life.
Yeah.
That I
you know who is. I'm the Ted Lasso woman. She's fictitious. What's her name?
She's not in a relationship though.
I mean, she sleeps. She's you. What you want to relate?
You mean the blonde lady?
Yeah,
she's so amazing.
She's a mate,
but she doesn't have a husband. I need someone who has a husband who has kids.
Sorry, it is something is going on upstairs. Like it's like we are just moving furniture for fun,
and she just lives her life in a way that inspires what I would like. It's like sort of when you have a style icon and you like the way that she dresses. Mine would be like something to aspire to eventually. Live more like that.
Okay, so mine is I just want someone who all is like I look at adult days. I look at couples who have their own stuff, and it's just what you do. Like I go on girls' weekends. Like I'm going to the Bahamas.
Mm.
Just you can go where you want, but this is what we do. Mm-hmm. I do it 3 times a year, and I go with my girlfriends. And here's what I do. And it's just like
husbands are always like, I'm like, oh, where's your wife? Oh, she's with her girls in St. Bart's.
Yeah.
And it's normal and it's not like even a big thing. She probably does it all the time.
Yep. No, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Is something where it's not like, oh, what do you do? Like, oh, you're doing what? No, it's just like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And the weekend, in the summer I go to Greece. It's not a big deal.
Totally.
And then I'm going to Napa too for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. When people say, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know how much a ticket is to California? It is so much money.
Yeah.
That's what I think in my head. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, do they just say it like it's no big deal?
I know.
yeah, I'm going to Greece for the summer. Or like, we just do have a quick family trip down there. Like,
yeah.
The family's going to London for the March break. London, England? Yeah.
I know Teddy's friends just got back from Thailand.
I'm like, do you know how expensive London, England? How? So I want to know. How?
Oh.
We're doing an all-inclusive vacation. I'm like, all of you?
I remember when like all-inclusives in my mind were sort of like wasn't as like, you know, if you're going to like Thailand or London or Greece, it's really expensive. But these all-inclusive vacations now,
you're like 3,000 a person. What? There's seven of you? $1,000. I'm going to Cabo. What? Someone I know is going away. One of my dance moms is like, yeah, where my husband and I are just going to Cancun from Friday to Tuesday.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
And then I also love like the other thing is like going out at night and like, oh, me and my girls like go to dinner and they go to restaurants.
Aren't you tired?
That's what I'm only worried about is because if I'm going to go to the restaurant, I'm going to have cocktails. But aren't you? What about tomorrow? And then they're fine.
Look, what do you wear? What do you wear? How is it just not a thing?
And you have to take an Uber there and back and then you got to pay for the dinner.
And then like, so just go for dinner. Like it's nothing. Like just I'm going for dinner. Okay. What's everyone else doing? Who's got that kid and that kid and that? Where are your children? I know dads are, but if there's seven, it blows my mind.
Okay, this is so we have to go into a men's locker room and we have to follow a mom like that.
Yeah, just like, oh, I'm just doing this. It's not like, and then galas and then they're also like doctors and then they're out every night. And I'm like, how do
that's
you
another
operate
one
in the morning?
The ones who have like these huge jobs, they have such a big social life. They go on vacations. They have children.
Their houses are clean.
Clean and decorated really
nicely. And
their
kids do more than mine. Mm-hmm. Like piano, yeah, soccer, yeah. Like Spanish,
how
Japanese.
How did they go to their job and just focus and not be distracted?
I don't know. Oh, and I'm like, do you wake up tired? Like, do you go to bed?
No, I think they wake up like this.
So they're robots.
Do they have drugs that they could share with us?
Dude, I literally look at half the population when yesterday, we decided to go for lunch, okay? We go for lunch on a Wednesday. Number one, it is packed. Number two, everybody's drinking. Everybody. And they are there
on a
they
Wednesday
were there
at
before
lunch
for us.
And they're still there when we left and still drinking.
And I think to myself,
and we know a lot of them, well, probably all of them were parents.
I'm thinking to myself, what, like,
don't you get tired after drinking wine in the day?
Thank you. Number two, when does it end? Like, you're like,
right.
Oh, it's 3:30. I have to go.
Go do pickup.
And then are you also like,
how do you do pickup? You were just drinking wine.
Or you walk in or someone picks them up and drops them off.
Okay.
But then, do you need a nap?
Do you need
a nap? How do you go? Like, do you make dinner? Like, how do you, does dinner disappear? Like, what, like.
If I was drinking in the day and then it stopped and I had to go home, I would just want to get in bed and wake up the next day.
Thank you. So I'm thinking all these people who would, like, they all live lives like adults. And then there's you and me who live like we can either be a mom or we can go out. We can't do both.
Yeah.
There's this weird thing.
How do they get so good at that?
I'm flabbergasted. And then I think of celebrities and they go to all these events and then they go home and they get dressed up and then they wake
like
up. And
Taylor Swift, I understand she's 34, but that's not that young.
They must go to bed early. She doesn't go clubbing. She must start early and then they go home to bed. She can't be out late. No way. She definitely goes. She gets a lot of sleep. You don't do that with no sleep. And he's a professional athlete. He can't stay out late. They go out like.
But she's always even early restaurants, getting dressed, doing the thing.
She has someone who does it for her. Realistically, you know what I mean. Like actually, although I would say,
And that lunch was so good.
What lunch
yesterday? Did someone eat the leftovers and love it?
The Olivia.
Good for her. Did she love it?
Yeah. So I think to myself, sometimes I here's the thing. I don't want things to go by so fast that I miss my life. So I don't want to miss mine. And I don't want to be there. I really, really, really want to raise capable children who can handle their life on their own and
miss our lives. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to imagine that we have a.
Oh, so I just want them to, I just, as oh, yeah. I just ordered his lunch. I just want, I don't want to wake up and be like, whoa, like what, because I think of 2020, 4 years ago, 4 years ago. That feels
was that
like,
COVID?
Yeah. It feels like yesterday, 4 years ago.
How long have you lived in this house?
4 years.
We were doing late night lives in the basement.
Right there.
No, I remember doing them in your old house.
So I moved here from like it
shut down most of them
shut down in March, and then I moved here in August.
We were so ridiculous.
No, I know. I'm just saying 4 years ago. So I said to my husband, I said, in 4 years, our daughter will be 19.
Mm, yeah.
And I don't want those. You can imagine how fast 4 years go if you live for them.
Mm.
And I'm like, I can't. I'm like in my head, I'm like, I want to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to live life with them.
Mm-mm.
I want to live experiences with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be in there. I don't want to be on the ride with you.
Mm-mm.
You're in your own ride.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my ride.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes me panicked about me being them being so reliant on me dropping off and picking up.
Mm.
It makes me feel like the process is so entangled and enmeshed where I'm like, you, like half of our lives and our memories of you and me are the in-betweens.
Mm-hmm.
And the in-betweens are where you learn and you grow and you make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I don't.
And you observe how other people live their lives outside of school.
And you have to rely on yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when your kids have to, they don't have to think that hard. Because when mom's home, they don't have to think that hard. When they have to think on their own, even emotions, feelings, when mom's there, it's like your security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
You never think it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you step away, they have to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I remember the amount of things I had to solve because I could not physically call my parents.
Oh, and we had to solve it all with no money and no phone.
So I think that was a gift in a way. And I recently talked to someone who was going through a hard time and I'm like, I am so thankful I had the experience I had because I know I will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's the biggest gift you can give to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them figure out that they will be okay and they don't need to rely on people to make it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be there to help them, but when you make everything okay, then they're never okay on their own.
Mm-hmm. That's another parent, like when I talk to a parent and they are very like, just sort of matter of fact about their kid, like being independent in the city. I like that too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
That inspires me. Like, you know, when that one person was just like, I told him he could go there, but he had to be home by 8:30 and I'm not involved with how you're getting home. And I was like, so he's like, he had to figure it out. He had to go on the subway and he went, you know, and I'm like, that's the kind of lessons I want my kids to be like that, you know?
Yeah. And then they learn what their boundaries are and what their capabilities are. They're like, oh, I can do that. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to walk. Yeah. It's going to take you an hour to get there and get home. But you know what? You learn to rely on yourself and not be like, I'm going to need an Uber. No, you don't. No, you
and
don't.
And trial and error, right? Like they got to test. Okay, so I'm gonna, just simply like, I'm going to either get an Uber. Okay, well, how much did that cost? I'm going to walk. It took an hour. I'm going to, there's an alternative, you know, like I can.
At least you know you can do it.
Yeah.
Like at least you can know that you are capable of doing it. And I just think I'm like, I want them to not think, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm there to help you, but it's the, well, what?
That should be easy enough for you to figure out.
You're asking me because you want me to do it.
Oh, right.
Like, well, so I'm finished early. Okay.
Yeah. I had this. My boys were going to play at the outdoor rink, and they were like, I'll drive you there because I'm available now, but I don't want to come and pick you up. And they're like, but you're home. I'm like, yeah, but you should be able to walk home. And they were kind of like, that's reasonable. So they did it a couple times. And then this one day they were like, you're going to come pick us up or you're going to walk? And I'm literally sitting there totally available. It's not too far. And those little jerks show up 2 minutes later. I go, and they're like, we hitched a ride. I'm like, hey, you got your way home.
That is fine.
Yeah.
I think it is. It's the constant, like, oh, I want to be there with them for them. Oh, do it on your own. And I have to get consistent because I can't wiffle waffle. I can't be like, oh, no problem. And then be like, no, you got to do it.
Last night, my daughter was like, Dad, can you drive me to school tomorrow? And I go, and without sort of hesitation, he looked at the time where he needed to be. And he's like, yeah. And I looked at him and go, you fucking guy. I go, you know, you do know that every time you do it, because she was like, I just need to know, like, to plan my timing if I'm going to take the bus or if you're going to drive me. But I'm like, you kind of got to just always say no. And then
it should not be an option.
Yeah. And every once in a while, if you happen to be, it's almost like a surprise, like a treat. But otherwise, I'm like, she's got to do it.
Because I think it gives them. It gives them one more step towards where they need to be, mm-hmm. because then they know, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm totally crazy, but I feel like I want them to be, I see the kids walking in the neighborhood, and that was why a neighborhood school was so important mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. It was so important to me because I think you walk through the neighborhood mm-hmm. and you see people, you know people, mm-hmm. you have a sense of like, mm-hmm. that's why neighborhood schools are so beautiful mm-hmm. because your kid can walk at a very young age mm-hmm. and know lots of people. And it's baby steps, and they get farther as they get older, mm-hmm. and then they go a little bit farther, and they can walk by themselves, and they have their thoughts to themselves, and they have, and I think that is what a lot of the next generation is missing, mm-hmm. is there is always someone mm-hmm. to talk to you, mm-hmm. to be entertained by you, mm-hmm. all of that stuff, and I'm like, I need to read Drake September. I need it in my brain to like really like even when they go play tennis, I'm like, take the fucking bus.
Yeah.
Like go, like let's launch us.
They were good at that. Mine were really good at that this summer.
Mine weren't.
But they took them with them sometimes, didn't
they? Yeah, but not from my house.
Okay.
Like let's go. Like you are 12.
Yeah. Oh, we've got some work to do.
I really do. I feel that because mm-hmm. I'm watching what's coming down the clock very quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have a grade 11 next year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a grade 10. Mm-hmm. Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Holy fuck. Mm-hmm. And it's my job to make you feel like capable, competent, mm-hmm. competent,
and also safe in the world.
Exactly.
You know, because I've got one job to do. Like, I mean, there's four of them, but one in particular, I don't know, like, trusts the world yet enough to know that you'll be okay, even if there's a bad situation. Like, you live here. You're going to have to feel comfortable here.
Well, yeah, or you're going to have to go to a small town. But guess what? Shit happens there too.
But they haven't had the opportunity. Yet, but next year will be a big year, a big growth year for that one.
Are you guys excited to watch us next year and see if we actually follow through on what we're doing? Because I cannot imagine not looking at the clock at 3 o'clock and being like, okay, I got to go.
I know.
Like, and then, you know what it is? I want to transfer the responsibility from my brain to theirs. Like, I want to transfer that you are in, my mom and dad did not think, they could not think for me at 3 p.m. on mm-hmm. a Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that is what I feel, that I am thinking too much for them at those times for their lives and their schedules.
I need two more years for the other ones to take care of the baby. And then I'll be free.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Two and a half more years.
Yeah. But that's what is on my thing. I'm like, wow. And there was a...
But I don't want to race that because in that many years, my oldest baby will be gone. Exact same time.
Motherhood's a mind fuck.
It is.
It's like, do too much, but don't do enough. Like, enjoy the moments, but don't do too many moments. Like, it's like this, like, like, back and forth.
I do love my crime hobby, I have to say. It's a hobby.
What are we going to do after the kids go away? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't necessarily want to pick up a sport or anything like that.
Can you? Yeah, I know.
We'll be in Florida. We'll be busy. We'll probably will take up pickleball in Florida.
That's what I said. I'm like, how do I not have a house there yet?
I'm like, how would we have any time there?
I mean, I would like, oh, everyone else seems to do it. I would like, people have cottages, ski chalets. I only have one kid in hockey. What am I doing the rest of my time? It's time to start living, Natalie. It's time to fucking start living is what I say. And I don't just mean dinner. It's like, it's time.
I almost said when we were talking about tour, I was like, let's not cancel the idea of doing one tour bus trip.
Wait, and did you also see where everyone's like, why don't you do a university tour? And then they'll bring their moms. And I'm like, I think we might. Like, we would, the university tour, like if university students came, it would be fucking, it would be, whoa.
I know. After you said a story about going to university, I was like, you and I should go to university.
That's what I said. I'm like, I'm going to go, but I'm not going to go to school. I'm going to be inappropriate on the bar and I'm going to be like unhinged. And they're all going to be
like, what do we do all day?
Sleep.
Wow.
Eat.
And then party all night long.
Oh, like when we want. And then sometimes they go for like, you hang out with like in the like common area and you're all like talking about like weird shit. And then you're like, oh.
We're talking about weird shit with these.
Yeah, yeah. And then like we give a relationship advice to them. We're like, oh no, that one's a douchebag. Do not get married. Like we're kind of like counsel. We're like mom counsel.
And we actually, the whole university pays us huge money for that.
We're mom counsel. And we're like, okay, but we have fun too. We're not like there to babysit them. We're just like kind of psychic moms.
And then we,
and they're like, I don't know.
And all the teachers and deans have such a crush on us.
And then the boys come and girls come and they all ask us our advice. And we're like, you know what? In my opinion, I would not do that. Steer clear of that one. We're like, yeah, great. Go travel. Go do that. You know what? You are a little, you can loosen up a bit. It's okay. No one's judging you. Let it go.
And then there's a murder on campus. Yep, there's a murder on campus. And you and I are in the investigator.
I'll
be working on the murder.
No. There's no murder.
There's always a murder.
There is never.
There's always a crime. I'll work on the crime.
You can go on the crime unit. I'll be counseling.
You do counsel. I'll do crime.
Go and make crime and counsel. Here we go.
Crime and counsel with Kat and Nat.
I love it.
What university? California, obviously.
We would go and they could just come and talk to us. Tell us your problems. We'll help you. Go ahead.
It won't always be good advice, but it will be advice.
No. It's mom advice.
From two reasonable people.
Like mom advice is the only advice you really want because it is hard hitting and it's not too like, think about it. It's like, fuck no. You know what I mean? Like when counselors are like, what do you feel about it? No, I don't want to know. Tell me what you think. Okay, I will. That's what mom advice is.
What are we going to have for lunch?
Oh, I'm hungry. Let's go.
What time is it?
12:15 or something.
Oh, we have to be somewhere at 12:30. Catherine.
It's down the street. Natalie.
So we're going to have to eat. We're going to have to do that and then eat.
Let's go.
Bye.